This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Hey, if you got something, you know what, they're perfect, right? For this hour, I don't care who we interrupt or what we're doing. Got something you want to say about the debate where you think, because I'm already seeing stuff come across the wire about, you know, Hillary's the winner, and we know this is going to happen, right? You got hardcore Trumpers, Trump's the winner, hardcore Hillary people, Hillary's the winner. I mean, it's not going to change. Right, just doesn't matter who wins. For real, it's not going to change. So I'm curious what you think. So either hop up on the Facebook feed, right, and let me know who you think won, and maybe even a line or two as to why. If you want to call in, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right, I'm always curious as to what you think when it comes to this kind of stuff, because I have to remember, you know, I'm sitting here, and I don't know if any of you caught this, but I was on live. I was just, I'm just saying, you know, I was, it was a little different. So, anyway, I do appreciate the time that you spent with me, and I do appreciate the input that you guys have given me. But I'm during the break, I'm trying to read the stuff as it goes by. I can't read that fast, guys. I'm not that smart. I'm just not that smart. That's all there is to it. So I'd be curious. Maybe that's a poll we should throw out there, huh? Right? Who won the debate? And let them tell me what they think happened or what went down. We're waiting for our intern, Sophia Rubinova. Yeah, you like that, huh? To check in with us, because I think you're going to enjoy that. I'm going to enjoy it. I don't know about you. So. Let me see. God, I know you're not supposed to have quiet times on the radio, but just hum amongst yourselves for a second. It's okay. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Like I said, head over to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, the whole nine yards, and I'm sure she'll text her to find out, or my producer will text her to find out what's going on. They say that there was some of you who were watching. The sparks were flying at the debate. For lack of a better term, I guess. And, oh, I love this. I love when they do this to me. The sparks were flying at the debate, and that that Trump was not very presidential. That's what I'm watching go by. Now, obviously, again, I couldn't listen to it while it was on. Otherwise, I'd have to stop listening to me. And I heard bits and pieces of what was happening. And I saw looks on his face, and I'm looking at it, I'm thinking to myself, as I'm watching his face during the debate, he has got to learn how to play poker. So somebody has to teach this man. Now, here's the thing about it. He makes some major league deals. He's in a room where sometimes he has to keep that kind of face where people I'm going to take him seriously or don't think he's going to budge. And he's obviously successful at it. I don't know if this gets under his skin. I don't know if this is emotional for him or what. Now Fox has got a piece up right now. Are you listening to the debrief by any chance? No, you're not? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, let me know what they're saying. Okay. And, you know, they say that they had their first class at Hofstra University. They spent over 90 minutes. Now, a lot of people thought this was going to be quiet. A lot of people thought this was going to be, like, easygoing, right? And from what I could see out of the corner of my eye, it didn't look like that. That's exactly what took place. Now, right out of the get-go, they say when Trump went right after her in the beginning, or pretty much all through it, he tried to undermine Clinton's persistent argument that he's temperamentally unfit for the nation's highest office. You know, I wish I had the money to pay somebody to catch her on video, to catch her on audio, doing one of her flip-out sessions. Because we've seen book after book, we've had Secret Service men on the show, you've had FBI people, CIA, who have all written books about what a whack job she is, how mean she is. There was a woman on the radio today talking about what a sweetheart Clinton is. I'm thinking, really? What does she consider sweet? What's her measuring stick for that? Now, when Trump retorted that he has a winning temperament, she came back with, a man who can be provoked by a tweet should not have his hands anywhere near the nuclear codes. I would have responded, well, that's great. Your husband couldn't find a nuclear code, so it wouldn't really even matter if we got pummeled or not. See, he did not have fun with it. It would have stuck because I would have made fun of it. And, you know, they play those games with each other, as you guys heard. When she accused him, him and his company, of being charged with, you know, racism right out of the chute. And this is what he needed to do it. I didn't hear the whole thing. But he needed to do it what it looked like the way he did it, which was, now listen, that's not quite the truth. This was a wave across the country. They grabbed a lot of the bigger companies, including mine. It was one of those, one of those lawsuits where they charge a multitude of companies. And this is what happened, and we all settled out. Even though there was no specific charge against me and my company. I mean, you just got to keep throwing it back at them. And not as a crazy person. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just to the Real Side on GCN Live. A little more debrief on the other side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
BCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste any time. I got Jason Wirt on the line with me from USA Radio News. Jason, thanks for being with me tonight.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
All right, so let's get right to it. Obviously I'm on live during the debate, so I'm only getting bits and pieces out of the corner of my eye and picking up on it. All right, I'm going to ask you the obvious question. Who do you think took the debate tonight?
If I have to pick one, I would say Trump, but barely.
Okay.
And I would say that only because in multiple cases he missed the opportunity to land a haymaker. And right. So it's one of those things, like, if I was judging a UFC fight, I would have scored it, like, 50-49 when the fight was over in favor of Trump, because he had ample opportunity to put her away, and he didn't. And I think the fact that he didn't prep for this like he should have,
yeah,
showed very clearly in that.
Interesting. Yeah, I think he does that on a regular basis. He's so locked into his own personal talking points, what he believes sells, if you would. I think that's what makes it problematic, frankly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's got these talking points, these bullet points that he wants to slam home because he believes that they're going to hit hard. And he just can't listen in such a broad way to pick that other stuff up. Now, you've written a piece, you've already posted a piece.
Yes.
About Lester Holt. And because I know journalism for you is a big deal. I mean, integrity in journalism is a major league issue for you. How do you think he did tonight?
Lester Holt tonight damaged the field of journalism in remarkable ways. His appearance tonight was one of the most embarrassing things I have seen from a journalistic standpoint in years, to the point that I wrote this editorial about it. And I said in there, he had a moral responsibility to be fully truthful and equal in his treatment of candidates for president in a national debate. He not only gave that up, but he threw away his journalistic integrity to benefit Hillary Clinton tonight. And the prime example was, well, the moment that caused me to write this. Clinton was going on about the birther movement and said that Trump's campaign was founded on that. That he got into politics, his whole reason he's running for president was based on the racist claims against President Obama. Now, previously in the debate, Holt went after Trump on his tax returns. You know, well, the IRS said you can release your returns even if you're under an audit. I mean, just went after Trump. Clinton makes the claim that Trump's campaign was started on racism, and Lester Holt said nothing. This man, who is sitting there in a position to sway political opinion across the nation, who is moderating one of the most important debates that we have had in decades, sat there silent. That is, I mean, I, as a journalist, I look at this, and that was abdication of journalistic responsibility on the highest level. He, pardon me for phrasing it this way, relieved himself on the field of journalism tonight with that action.
That's a pretty big allegation there. I mean, everybody was expecting great things from him tonight, him being fair and that kind of stuff. But you're feeling that there were areas, you know, they were talking about fact checking earlier, and I said, you know, when is a debate fact checked? Did you hear her at one point in time during one of the breaks when I was listening?
Yeah,
she said, can somebody fact check that? When do we do that? And why didn't? That's one of those times where Holt could have said, hey.
Well, see, here's the thing. As a journalist, it is our responsibility to hold people in power to hold them all to that same standard. Now, I am ashamed to say that my chosen field of endeavor has slipped in the last couple of decades significantly. But the fact that he didn't go, and these are the questions that I put in my column. Secretary Clinton, do you have any evidence to back up the claim Trump's campaign was founded on racism? Or Secretary Clinton, say Mr. Trump's campaign was founded on racist belief is a strong statement. Do you have proof Trump said that was the reason he ran for office? It's not like these are hard questions. You don't have to have a doctorate in journalism to follow up with these questions. But Holt sat there and deliberately stayed silent for the benefit of Hillary Clinton.
Wow. No, I agree with you. And you know, and the problem with Trump is his inability to be able to, I don't want to say fight back, because I don't want to make it sound like everything I want him to do is a fight, because it's not. But to respond properly, to get people thinking, to get people to back off and go, well, wait a minute, she just said this, and this is the real truth. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's...
He's just not there.
No, he was there to go after Trump. You could I could tell, watching him, his body language. He had prepared
right
to go after Trump.
Yeah.
He chose to stay silent on Hillary Clinton. This man showed just...
I hear you. I may sound like I'm not paying attention, but I am, and I'm looking at some of the stuff coming across.
You know, I've given my life to the field of journalism and broadcasting. I've been doing this since I was 15 years old, and I love journalism. I love this field. I love what I do. And when I see someone do something like this that denigrates the field that I've spent my life being a part of, it infuriates me, Joe. And I try to be impartial in everything, but this is a situation where I cannot stay silent at somebody who has deliberately denigrated something I've poured my life into.
You know, I just saw something come by from Frank Lutz that says so far 17 people in his group say that Hillary is winning or has won. Free say Trump. Tax question weakened him. Birther question destroyed him. You know, I don't know. I don't know because I'm seeing other things coming across. You know, this is so hard. This is one of those things I just can't wrap my arms around as a whole.
Well, and like I said, this is a thing where tonight... Hey.
Jason, hold that thought. Got to go for commercial. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
KDOW.
BodyArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? Katie offers rifle threat rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KatieArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jason Wirt joins me right now. He's with the USA Radio News, the news director of USA Radio News. And, Jason, thanks for being with me.
Glad to be here.
All right, so give us some insight as to, do you know how they pick the journalists or they pick the people that were going to be doing this? Because if you look at everybody they've chosen, none of these people are really Trump-friendly, right?
No, I mean, this is the so-called nonpartisan commission for debates.
Yep.
I ran a story, Joe, I want to say it was last Thursday. If I don't have the day right, I apologize. But everybody on that committee who has donated money to a presidential candidate has given it to Hillary Clinton. The co-chair of that committee was a member of the Clinton administration. This guy, I mean, there's nothing impartial about this group. So,
I'm not the least bit surprised. All right, so let's just hit it from a different aspect. Anyway, so you got these guys, you got guys like Lester Holt. You think we can expect more of the same? And then I don't even know where to go with this because I got to tell you something. The more and more I read in between my conversation with you, and I know some of the listeners are mad at me, but the more and more I'm disappointed. You know, he's such a firecracker when he's alone. He's such a firecracker when he's in the room with the other Republicans. What's stopping him from just going after her in a political way? Not a condescending way, but a political way.
He wasn't ready tonight. He prepared for the debate, and he thought that he had the issues down. He thought that he could, you know, swing his billy club the way he did in the Republican debates, and he missed the opportunities to put her away. He may have been prepared with his information. He was not prepared to be a debater. And when, Joe, I don't know if you've ever taken classes on, when I was in college, I took classes on debate and rhetoric.
Right.
And I learned there's a big difference between having your facts and information and debating somebody about them. You have to watch for what they say, how they say it. Little ways they open up the door for you to zing them with something else. Tonight, Hillary opened the door on multiple occasions for Trump to come in and slam things like Benghazi, and he missed them. He missed the pitches. He missed the softballs. And so, honestly, Trump tonight, you know, some conservatives, he really lost in the sense that he had an opportunity to make a much, much, much bigger impact. And he completely blew it by not being ready as a debater.
Yep. I agree with you. I'm somewhat, again, I don't know because I haven't seen it yet. That's the disadvantage of having a show that's on at the same time stuff like that happens. But I haven't seen it yet. But some of the stuff that I see flying by my Twitter feed and other things going across the screen, I'm looking at it and saying to myself, did he really miss it that big? Because, you know, again, the hardcore Trumpers, we already know what they're going to say.
Right.
Right? I mean, you're not going to, one way or the other, you're not going to sway them. Same thing with the hardcore Hillary people.
Right.
And I started to tell people, I think I was telling you when you first came on, somebody sent me a screen capture. They were trying to vote on Drudge Report for the first time. They were trying to vote on the Drudge Report for, you know, Donald Trump as the winner or what have you, and it said, you've been blocked from voting due to suspicious voting patterns. Well, what was the suspicious voting pattern? That she wanted to vote for Trump?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what that pattern could have been. I mean, it just amazes me tonight that this, you know, looking at an objective, the Weekly Standard put out a column here a few minutes ago that said Trump choked.
Yep.
I can't necessarily disagree with that. I mean, he had the opportunity tonight, and he didn't seal the deal.
Yeah, I agree with
you. And that's going to put more pressure on him for the second debate.
Yep. Well, she's going to go in there. She's going to go in there thinking that she's got it covered. He doesn't know how to debate, and she's going to be able to wipe the floor with him. And if he doesn't bone up on it, she is going to wipe the floor with him. You know?
It's possible. You know, the thing that I look at is I look back at the last election and how everyone thought Romney won the first debate with President Obama. And then President Obama came back in the second debate and hammered. And it's a similar situation. Obama took the first debate against Romney lightly. Didn't prepare like he normally would.
Right.
And it showed.
Yep.
And so the question is, will Trump listen to his people enough to sit down and practice debating as a debater?
Right.
And go into that second debate with that in his mind? Or is he going to just come out the way he has been now? Because if he comes out again like tonight, he's going to just get hammered.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I got to tell you, again, kind of putting me off and putting my timing off as I start to read the stuff as it comes by. It is definitely one of those that I'm looking at going, how the heck did he let this happen? Why did he let this happen? So,
yeah.
You know, we'll see. And again, I'm going to have to listen later on to all the commentary coming out. Now, we did have somebody, what's her name? I know, Sophia Rubinova was there live at the campus, but we're being told they're not letting them out easily. You know, they're actually having to go through a security screening on the way out, which I think is interesting.
Why?
I don't know why. I'm not there to ask. We'll ask her when we finally get a hold of her. So she won't be able to be on with us tonight, but we'll have her on tomorrow night. Because I'm really curious as to know what was talked about afterward, you know, what went on there on the campus and what have you. So,
yeah, I honestly, I would like to know why they're holding people up.
A lot of high-profile people still there on campus. So I think they're being overly cautious. It wasn't like they all got in their vans and left right afterward. You know what I'm saying?
Well, okay. Well, I guess so. But you figure that they would know. This isn't the first time after a debate that people have milled around. You figure they would have had a way to deal with that. I mean, that's not like that's such an unusual situation.
Right. Yeah, well, I don't disagree with you, but it is what it is, as they say. So I'm not going to get my brains out with it. But no, it's... I'm not lost for words that often. But I'm sitting here thinking, the fact that people are playing up Hillary so much is very disheartening. You know what I mean? Which means that he really gave her. He gave her a lot to play with. Way too much to play with.
He didn't put her away. He gave her a chance to get back into the debate. And she has been around enough that if you give her a second chance, she's going to take it. And she's going to jump in with both feet.
Well, anyhow. The next debate, Jason, is when, do you know?
Simon said this.
Don't you love it? Don't you love it when people do that to you? I just didn't know.
Well, I mean, I should know that. You'll have to forgive me. I've been doing. I think it is October 9th.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Sunday night. I know that.
Now there are some people in the feed that are saying things like, and I think it's true. I mean, it is something to give some thought about, right? She is a professional. Right, she's been a lifelong politician. She knows how to do these things. She knows how to respond. You can look at her face get a little squirrely at times there. So it's no wonder that she dealt with it the way she did. I think my disappointment to the people in the feed is that he didn't strike better. He didn't do a better job at being able to strike at her. That's kind of where I'm at. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, and
you know, the more time that goes past, the more I talk to you, and the more I'm running everything over in my head. It just, I see opportunity after opportunity that he missed.
Right.
He had her on the ropes. About 30 minutes in, she was starting to fall apart, and he let her back in.
I know. I would have stayed on that, and I would have stayed. Hey, we're coming up on it. I need you to tell people where they can find you and find your writings.
Well, this latest column that I wrote is at westernjournalism.com, but I believe that you have retweeted it on your Twitter account, right?
Yes.
So I was just asking, you know, those of you who watched the debate, go read my column on Lester Holt and let me know if you think I'm off base.
Yeah, I will. Sorry, read
it. I know you will. I can count on that.
All right, Jason, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it.
All right, good.
Yeah, and I am Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. I got to tell you, I am disappointed in how this went down. But we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Rick Trader is going to join me, the host of Conservative Commandos. I've got his take on what went down. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America-made food storage I love to eat. Yum!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now, there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-6823. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-6823. Again, that's 1-800-962-6823.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1500. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. For some of you, I know you're trying to get on the Drudge Report and other places to do your voting, and I don't know how much credence I give to some of those places. You know, you do it if you want to see what people are voting, but on the Drudge Report, you know that Trump's going to come out ahead, yeah, 1-1. I don't even know where to go with that. But, you know, I was here. I could be listening to the show, so I'm bringing on people that I trust that we can talk with. Rick Trader joins me. He's the host of Conservative Commandos, heard every day on the airwaves across the country. Rick, thanks for joining me tonight.
And thanks for inviting me on this evening.
No problem. All right, and you know, I'm sorry you got a short period of time, but I really want to hear what you have to say. I know you tuned into it for, you know, I want people to understand you were not a Trump supporter early on.
Absolutely not. In fact, I was not a Trump supporter up to the point where he got the nomination. I was really hoping that somebody else like a Ted Cruz would pull it out, but it didn't happen. So that's life.
Yep. All right. So you disappointed. I mean, you watched it tonight. Are you disappointed?
I did.
You feel he missed
opportunities? I'll tell you, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching the debate, and I was chatting to people on Facebook about the debate, and I started the evening by saying, remember, Romney won the first debate and lost the election. And I ended the evening with basically the same thing. As I said earlier, Romney won the first debate and lost the election. In fact, Romney did not win the first debate. He crushed Obama in that first debate. I can remember that the feeling that I had that night, that I was very excited that he did so well. And also looking back, Ronald Reagan did not do well in his first two debates with Jimmy Carter or Walter Mondale. So, you know, the first debate probably has, in my opinion, the least effect of any of the debates. If I was to score this, Joe, if this was a boxing match and I was a judge, I would score this 10-9 in favor of Clinton. But I'll tell you where I think Hillary Clinton got a big boost tonight. Once again, the moderator, Lester Holt. Lester Holt had to be in Hillary Clinton's camp. Everything that Trump would say, Lester Holt would be challenging him on all the questions. He challenged Donald Trump. I believe that if you would break this down, that tonight's debate down into thirds, I really think that Donald Trump won the first 30 minutes of the debate, won the first third. But then Lester Trump just kept piling on and piling on, putting Donald Trump on the defensive, where he was not doing that at all to Hillary Clinton. I do think that Donald Trump missed a boat on a few things. He had some openings. He could have talked about Hillary Clinton's emails. There was where I think that Trump was probably his weakest tonight, when he was talking about his taxes. He was challenged, when is he going to release his taxes? And he kind of said, I'll release my taxes when Hillary releases the emails. But he could have gone much further on that. He could have said, I'll release my taxes, not just when she releases the emails, but comes clean on Benghazi, comes clean on the Clinton Foundation, comes clean by how these foreign governments are giving her millions of dollars and they expect nothing for it. I'll come clean when Hillary Clinton comes clean. So I think he missed an opportunity to be there. He was also challenged as far as being a big businessman. And I think he could have, if he would have said something like, yes, I'm a big businessman. I have created thousands of jobs. I have made my money the hard way. I worked for it and I earned it. Hillary Clinton made her money by taking it from officials from foreign governments for government favors. He didn't do that either.
I can't get anybody on the left to tell me what they do for a living. What do the Clintons do for a living? Well, they give speeches. Giving speeches doesn't pay the bills like the bills that they have. I mean, what do they actually do for a living?
Well, in particular, Hillary Clinton, as it's widely known that she said that when she left the White House in the year 2001, she and Bill were so broke that they had to steal furniture out of the White House. That was 15 years ago. 15 years later, today, she is worth $31 million. Bill Clinton is worth $80 million. And I think the real stinker is Chelsea, who's never had a job in her life, she's worth $15 million. And that's just their personal worth.
I'm not
talking about the Clinton Foundation. I'm just talking about their personal worth.
Oh, yeah, I try to explain
what have they done?
I explained to somebody tonight that the bottom line was, you know, Hillary, they released their tax returns. But, you know, if you look at the tax returns, they have to be skewed because most of their expenses are being paid by, you know, by the foundation. And then you talk about Chelsea. There's another perfect one. How many of you people come out of college and the first job you get, check this out, the first job you get is for seven times what you owe in college or what you paid to go to college. Most people can't get a job that pays one-eighth of what they the debt they amassed in college.
America is a wonderful place, isn't it, Joe Messina? Hey, Joe, you know, there was another area where I think Donald Trump could have stuck it to Hillary Clinton. because she said, well, maybe one of the reasons why he doesn't want to release his taxes is he's not as rich as he says he was, or does not donate the money he says he does. I think that would have been a perfect opportunity for Trump to say to her, well, Hillary, at least when I donate my money, I give it to good charities. I don't give it back to myself like you do with the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, there was a lot of opportunities he missed. I mean, I was sitting here just watching the notes, thinking to myself, why didn't he respond like this, or why didn't he do that? So, so your contention is that this is not as big a deal as some people will make of it.
I don't.
Okay, so that he's still got some time to catch up, and
I think he's got time. I hope he listens to his handlers. I hope he listens to Kellyanne Conway. You know, this was the first time he did a debate of this type with only one other candidate. He did debates during the primaries with multiple candidates. I don't think he was very well handled during those debates. You know, this, I hope, and I would like to hope and think he will learn a lesson from this. He's not a stupid man. He's a very smart man. I hope he used this as kind of like an exhibition game, you know, the first game of the season, just to knock the rust off, and then goes at her for the final two debates. Because, Joe, with these polls so close, and I've said it on our show, and I've said it probably on your show before, that I believe the election will be won or lost by the debate performances.
Interesting. Well, you know what? I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not ignoring you, but I'm reading some of these things that are coming across, and I'm thinking to myself, it's just amazing to me. Yeah. What is it about him that makes? Is it the A-type personality? Is it the successful personality? Is it the New York attitude? What is it that makes him believe that he doesn't have to do it like the other people do? I mean, there is a foundation to everything on how to run a campaign, on how to win a race. He just, you think he just feels like he broke all the rules in the primary and he can do the same thing here in the general?
Well, could be. You know, one thing that she did do, she took the last 6 days, didn't go anywhere, didn't speak to anybody, just honed up on the debate. I would like to see him do a little bit more of that the next time instead of being so cocky, so self-confident that he could handle her.
Yeah, I think you're right. I don't know. And again, Rick, I'm kind of done with this now. I got to really digest all of this. I'm going to take a look at it tonight. I'll look at some of the highlights and maybe you know, deal with them tomorrow night. We had somebody that was supposed to be live from Hofstra on with us, but she's having a hard time actually getting out of the event because the security for the way out as well. Hey, tell people where they can find you, where they can listen to your show and that kind of thing.
Well, it's the Conservative Commandos radio show. Check us out at www.ccrshow.com, ccrshow.com. And, Joe, I want to congratulate you on the release of your new books, Rumblings. Of a
right-wing Bible-thumping, white guy. That's in. Yeah, don't get any much whiter than me. Any day now. And
I want to congratulate you on that, Joe. I can't wait to get my hands on it. I wish you the best of luck. As soon as I get my hands on it, we're going to have you on the Conservative Commandos radio show to talk about it. And you know, America, we've got such a treasure in Joe Messina. Joe Messina, in my opinion, is the best radio commentator in America today.
You're making me blush. I'm not going to be able to finish the show, Rick. Always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for being with me.
Take care. God bless you.
You too. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks for being with me tonight. Hey, you know what? Go out and get information on this. Go out and help people. God, I'm so tongue-tied tonight because of the information I see coming across. I got. You know what? You guys go do your thing. I'm going to go do my thing. When we come back tomorrow night, I'm going to beat this up. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks.